Did you always know you were going to be in the financial realm? Was this a goal?
No, not really. Like I said, I played football in college, so anybody that...
What sort of values and things that you learned from coaches there and whatnot that carried over into your leadership style now?
Everything's changing. Being coachable, being flexible, ability to kind of roll with the punches.
So in that short, long span of time, what sort of lessons have you learned along the way that you think have really catapulted you to this level of success so quickly?
I think a lot of it, I've had some really good people. Really good people that have helped me along my way. Like I said, the guy that got me into banking.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This podcast is sponsored by J.A. Hall Law Firm.
Hey, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with local business owners to learn about their story and just glean some information on how you can do business better and how you can set yourself apart from your competitors. Today, I am so thankful and blessed to be able to sit down with Samuel Kale, who is the brand new market president for our local First Choice Bank here in South Haven. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. Like I said, I was happy to get the opportunity.
Absolutely. So let's just jump right in. For people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got started in the banking industry.
Yeah, so I said I've pretty much born and raised here my whole life. Like I said, went to SBC or North Point, actually. I think I was actually the first graduating class of North Point back in 14. So like I said, been here all my life, moved off to college for 4 years, and then after college was in Tupelo for 4 years. And then got married and moved back here in 22. And so I said, banking-wise, been in banking for now for about 8 years. Was a teller for a year or so, and then I was in credit for 2 years, corporate for 2 years, and then moved back here in 22 and kind of did the community lending type, commercial lending thing. So 8 years, which is kind of crazy to think it's getting closer to 10 years. But eight years, and like I said, kind of been done a little bit of everything. All throughout the bank, which has been nice.
I'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsor. This episode of the South Haven Business Beat is proudly brought to you by our friends at First Choice Bank, member FDIC. The team at First Choice Bank is dedicated to helping families and businesses in DeSoto County to thrive, whether it's through personal banking, business lending, or simply being a valued resource when you need guidance. First Choice Bank has built its reputation on service, integrity, and relationships. So when you want a bank that treats you like family, make First Choice Bank your first choice. So what drew you into that industry? Did you always know you were going to be in the financial realm? Was this a goal?
No, not really. Like I said, I played football in college, so anybody that played sports growing up was like, hey, I want to play football as far as it'll take me. And pretty much, and this maybe sounds bad, but I've always been good at math and I could talk to people. So like, didn't really know what I wanted to do. There's a guy that I've known for a long, long time that got me into banking. I got a business management degree and I was like, the most broad thing I could do math and the most broad thing I think of. And he was like, hey, we got this program down in Tupelo. Think you'd be a good fit. You kind of already worked at the bank and know kind of how it works. Would you be interested? And I was like, sure, why not? So end up going for it. Got the job and like I said, kind of the rest is history. Just kind of move my way up, but no, like I said, did not grow up wanting to do it. I've enjoyed it. Like I said, it's work at the end of the day, but like I said, it's worked out. I've done good at it, I guess. But no, it didn't grow up wanting to do it. Just went to college, was like, hey, don't know what I want to do. And I guess junior, senior year kind of was like, hey, I need to be thinking about what I want to do. Knew that was available. Just kind of went with it and the rest is history, I guess.
Nice. Yep. Well, piggybacking off of your comment you made about football, you played in high school and college. Mm-hmm. What sort of values and things that you learned from coaches there and whatnot that carried over into your leadership style now?
I think the biggest thing, I mean, probably the biggest thing that is kind of you got to have in football or any kind of sports and then to the real world, the flexibility, like I said, as you know, everything's changing, but especially banking. Banking is really, everything's changing. Being coachable, being flexible, ability to kind of roll with the punches no matter what kind of gets thrown at your way. Because like I said, the amount of stuff that gets thrown, I mean, same with you, like thrown our way in a day. I mean, no day is the same pretty much.
Absolutely.
And like I said, you always kind of got to be on your toes. So I mean, that I'd say that's the biggest thing. Like I said, whether it be, like I said, playing sports or in the real world, just kind of being able to adapt and coachable and kind of flexible, no matter what you get thrown at you.
When life gets complicated, you need someone in your corner who listens, understands, and acts with skill. That's what J.A. Hall Law Firm delivers. They work in criminal defense, personal injury, and estate planning. They help clients in Mississippi and Tennessee. You get honest advice, steady communication, and a clear path forward. Jacinta Hall has nearly two decades of legal experience, including service as a public defender and a federal defender. She has stood beside people in their toughest moments. She brings that same commitment to every client who walks in the door. If you need help right now, or you just want to plan ahead, visit the jahallfirm.com or call 662-932-2973. J.A. Hall Law Firm, here to guide you and protect your future. So being in the banking world, it's 8 years, which to some is like, oh, that's a long time. But at the same time, it's also like, that's not a super long time considering how quickly you've gone and moved up the ranks from a teller to now being market president of your own bank. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. You're so young.
Yeah.
So in that short, long span of time, what sort of lessons have you learned along the way that you think have really catapulted you to this level of success so quickly?
Yeah. I think a lot of it, I've had some really good people, really good people that have helped me along my way. Like I said, the guy that got me into banking, been in banking probably almost 40 years. And then when I eventually left that bank, went to my previous employer, like I said, those guys there, like I said, they kind of took me under their wing and really showed me a lot. And like I said, really, I mean, everybody, I got so much respect. And it's weird because like you're competitors, but these guys also in the market have helped me move along my career how I have. So like I said, it's kind of a weird situation. But like I said, those guys, I think a lot of them came to the grand opening. Like I said, they've really helped me out a lot. And like I said, but it's going kind of fast. Like I said, I was a teller for a year. In credit department for 2 years, corporate for 2 years, and then from 22, I guess, to now, kind of do the commercial lending thing. I've always kind of wanted to move up and kind of do the move up potential, and then this opportunity came up, and it's kind of helped me, I guess, lessons learned. Like, I've seen the teller side of it. I've seen the credit side of things. I've seen the corporate side of things. When I was in Tupelo, at corporate headquarters, so kind of got to meet a lot of the executives and stuff like that. So I've kind of seen how a bunch of different people have carried themselves and how things are done. So like I said, kind of 8 years, like you said, is a long time, but really not that much in the grand scheme of things when you think about kind of the position that I have right now. But being able to see all different sides and be able to talk to the coworkers and my tellers know what they're talking about, because like I said, I've done it before. I've been blessed definitely to get the opportunities that I have, but like I said, seeing it kind of most, I mean, I've done pretty much everything there is to do in the bank other than kind of the back office processing type work. But that's really been helpful for me, like I said, especially kind of advance my career. And when you're working with people, know what they're doing, know what they're going to need, knowing what the tellers are going to ask you for, knowing what credit's going to ask you for, knowing what the customer wants, and everything like that. So it's been a lot, but it's been good.
I think that is a huge thing, being able to already know the different areas. So you're not just a boss coming in and running the show.
Yeah.
You're somebody that has seen it from all sides because you started out in the beginning from this level.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to see the corporate side of things even before you took over your own branch, that's huge. Yeah. Because you literally do know almost every perspective of banking.
Yeah,
I love that.
And I try to be a sponge and kind of, I don't ever want to act like I know more than what I know, because I really, in the grand scheme of things, probably don't know a whole lot, but try to always be open and kind of humble and being ready to learn. Even in this, like I said, I told the guys up front, I said, guys, like, I'm going to bust my butt, but there's a lot I don't know. And as long as you guys know that whatever I don't know, I'm sure as heck going to try and figure it out. And so, like I said, I always, like I said, that's going back to the coaching thing, always being open to learn and being willing to listen to other people that have done it before, and hear different sides, perspectives, and everything like that.
Well, I know I'm super excited to be a part of your journey and seeing your success. Yeah. I know when you came on board with your previous bank, I personally have a sweet soft spot for the guys there. They're also Chamber family.
So do I. Yep.
I mean, there's no such thing as competition.
No.
I fully believe. I mean, everybody needs somebody in banking, and some person is for this person and somebody's for that person. Mm-hmm. And it really does just flow together. And I mean, there's some things that they offer that maybe, you know, you don't, and vice versa. Yep. So I think everybody works together and it just makes it happen. That's not competition.
Yeah.
Y'all are a banking family, regardless of what bank it is.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
And really, like I said, a lot of people, like I said, it helps. Like, even the overlap that I got with the past guys that I've worked with, it helps to have one or two people that you can call and trust.
Absolutely.
And have in your back pocket if you need anything. Like I said, there's so many people here that carry multiple banks. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, carry multiple banks. And it's just nice to have somebody like, hey, instead of one guy I can call two guys that I really trust that, hey, I'm going to run this by you, or, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. Can you help me out? Some people might have connections where other people don't, other products and everything like that. So, like I said, there's a lot of opportunity up here. There's a lot of banks here in DeSoto County. But, like I said, for what we offer, and like I said, there's a few other banks that kind of try to offer the same thing. But, like I said, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for us in the future, and I'm excited about it.
I want to keep going and dig a little deeper into that. So First Choice Bank here in South Haven is brand new.
Right.
We just did your ribbon cutting.
Yep.
New Chamber family.
It was great. Yep.
You did a great job getting up
Thank
there
you.
Speaking. I know you were telling us that you were nervous, but you did awesome.
I think I blacked out for a second.
I do that every time I have to public speak. I absolutely hate it. I don't remember what I said, but it turns out well in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that First Choice is not a new bank.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit about the history of First Choice?
Yeah.
And then also just lean into what actual banking services you provide that people may not know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, I'll kind of start with the history. Basically, bank is out of Pontotoc, Mississippi. So about an hour and a half south. I've actually never been through Pontotoc until I took this job. Anytime I was going to Tupelo, I just passed the Pontotoc exit and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Been around since 1900, actually. So one of the oldest banks in Mississippi.
Wow.
Like I said, we're not publicly traded, kind of locally owned, same ownership that we've had since the beginning, obviously passed down every generation. But like I said, it's just that hometown feel bank. Like I said, no branches up here. South Haven was our first one. We got two branches in Pontotoc, Ecru, Mississippi. Didn't know that existed until I started working here. Holcomb, Mississippi, didn't know that existed until I started up here. And then, like I said, we got some other things in the works of other branches. But like I said, I think this is 1, 2, 3, 4, our fifth branch. So like I said, been in Pontotoc mainly throughout our whole career, or our whole life cycle. So like I said, this was a big jump. Obviously, DeSoto is a lot different than Pontotoc. And then I left out Tupelo. We moved to Tupelo in 2022. So here in Tupelo, the markets are pretty similar. So I think they're pretty well prepared to kind of invest in this area and grow it, just because Tupelo is kind of like here. There's a bank on every corner. And especially a lot of historic banks. You got Renaissance and then Cadence right there in Tupelo, which has kind of been staples in that footprint. So very similar. Like I said, that's one thing. Whenever I came on, I was just curious, like, hey, are you guys ready to invest? And they said, yeah, we did this in Tupelo in 2022. Here's where we are now. And just really, they were ready to say, hey, they wanted the right guy. Not that I'm all great, but they wanted somebody local to kind of come in and kind of be able to build this thing from scratch, which is a heck of an opportunity and one that I was super excited to get. But it's kind of our story. Like I said, we've been around from 1900 pretty much in Pontotoc and that area. Kind of services that we like to offer. We got all the products that the big banks have. We're a smaller bank, but like I said, we got commercial loans. Like I said, that's mainly what I do. We got the checking accounts. We got the CDs, money markets, whatever you need, consumer loans, pretty much anything you need that we can kind of be that one-stop shop for pretty much everybody. And then one thing I couldn't announce at the grand opening that I guess I can now, we actually have that lease space that's over there on the right side of the bank.
Yeah.
We have a CPA that's going to come in and rent that space out, and then a wealth management division. They won't be affiliated with the bank, but like I said, it'll be kind of a way to have a one-stop shop for pretty much everything in one building, which is we're excited about too.
That's incredible.
No, it's awesome. Like I said,
I love that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like I said, they're right next door. So like I said, honestly, CPAs are great for banks, and it'll be a good partnership for both of us.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So you are building this thing from scratch, yep. Is what you said.
Yep.
So you have a team of several ladies that mm-hmm. are on board with you yep. right now. Tell me a little bit about like maybe their background, yeah. how long they've been in banking, and yeah. what you're doing to just cultivate the values of First Choice within your new yeah. business.
So like I said, starting the thing from scratch, like you said, it's first impression is... First impressions are huge, whether they're customers. Now, locally, I've grown up here. Most people know me for a while. It won't be necessarily their first impression of me. But for the bank, I just really wanted to make sure. I've never hired anybody. So I wanted to make sure I had started with a good foundation and quality people. No matter how long it took, they didn't give me a date to open. It was like, hey, get the branch ready, get your staff, and then we'll work on opening. I'll introduce the first girl. Her name's Laura Powell. She's actually, before I even accepted the job, I called her. Me and Laura worked together at Bancorp South back in 2022 when I first moved back up here. Laura's fantastic. And I called her. I said, hey, like, I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're at in your career. I don't know if you're happy, unhappy, but like, I got this opportunity and I'll back up a little bit. I got great relationships with all my coworkers. Like, and that's what's anytime you leave a bank or leave a job, that's the customer's thing. Typically some will follow you, some won't, but the coworkers, we're with each other more than we're with our family typically. So like I said, typically I got a really good relationship with them and it makes it kind of tough. So knew we had a good relationship. So fast forward back, called her and said, hey, like, just curious, like, would you ever consider coming to work for me? And I had no idea what she would say because you got these good relationships, but at the end of the day, will they leave their current job, the way they make their living, and yeah. trust you with their career? And she said, we had a conversation, and it basically ended up was like, hey, like, yeah, if you end up taking it, like, give me a call. So Laura Powell is our branch manager. She's been a branch manager for years now. She's been desk side, opening accounts, doing loans, stuff like that. Really, like I said, just needed somebody strong that I trusted to get the branch up and running. And Laura is fantastic. She's been here for 8 years now. She's originally from Alabama, moved here about 8 years ago. And like I said, I've got several outside of work connections with her just because I grew up going to Longview Heights and that's where she goes. So like I said, she's fantastic. So she's our branch manager. Just really, there's no one else I would have rather had as a branch manager to kind of get that thing up and running. Second, I got Amy Patel. She's my loan assistant. Amy was from Planners Bank. Like I said, we met through Leadership DeSoto last year. So I haven't known Amy nearly as long as I have Laura. However, and this is a funny story. So Amy's awesome. Like I said, and I was looking for a loan assistant to hire, and similar to a branch manager, the type of volume that I want to do on the commercial side, you really need a strong loan assistant, somebody that I can hand stuff off to and then go out and bring more business in. So originally I called Amy and not thinking that Amy was available. And I said, hey, do you have any names of people that I could hire? I need somebody strong. So Amy sent me a couple names and I called them and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. And one of them was like, hey, just curious, like, why did you not ask Amy? And I was like, well, I would love to hire Amy. No offense, but I would hire Amy yesterday, but I didn't think she would be interested. And basically they were like, you need to call Amy. So I called Amy and I said, hey, like, thank you for sending me these names, but like, I wasn't trying to gloss over you. I just didn't think you were available because Amy is a rock star. She's fantastic. A very, like I said, comes. We have several customers that we overlap with, and then a lot of people in our banking community have a lot of things good to say about her. And she was like, yeah, I'd be open to talking. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another, we hire Amy. So Amy is my loan assistant, but she also is doing some commercial loans as well. So like I said, she's killing it. She's doing great. I was bragging to some customers the other day. Like I said, it's been kind of a slow year, but this past 3 months I've done more than probably my whole career, which is great, but also it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose, trying to learn a new bank, learn a new system, and trying to do the job and being as busy as I've ever been. So we would not be getting any of this done without Amy. So she's fantastic. And then the last person, like I said, we're kind of a four-man crew right now. Yesenia Martinez. So she's our teller, universal banker. She'll be the one, if you come through to open account, she'll take your money, give your money, whatever you need. If you need open account, she'll be doing that. Laura will be doing some of that as well. But so actually I've known her the least amount of time. Met her probably my first day on the job. She's originally from Pontotoc, Mississippi. She was working in headquarters. She has a boyfriend that lives here in Memphis, family that lives in Byhalia. So she was interested in relocating. So originally before I took the job, they were like, hey, we got this girl. She would be interested in moving to Memphis. Would you like to have her? And immediately I was like, yes, would love to have her. It's having somebody that knows the system already, knows what the heck's going on. As we all try to learn it, it'd be nice to have somebody that knows what they're doing. So like I said, we brought her on and she's been fantastic. Like I said, she relocated here to South Haven. Super glad to have her. She's been killing it as well. Like I said, we've had a bunch, I've thrown a bunch at her account-wise just because Laura's been trying to learn the new system, get integrated. So really it's been like, hey, like open all these accounts for me. And she's done great. Like I said, she knows what to do. I can hand it off to her and trust that it's going to get done. I don't have to micromanage, which is never how I like to be managed. So I'll never micromanage my employees. But like I said, I can hand stuff off to her and then she'll say, hey, this is ready. And I can trust it's done right, which has been nice. And all these three girls, like I said, they're all fantastic. Like I said, I try to look at it. Obviously, we talked about earlier, like me being younger for this position, kind of being on the younger side. And what I told them, I was like, yes, technically you guys would be under me. But like how I try to phrase it, which is true, like come work with me. Like I said, it's because I don't think I'm any better than they are. Like I said, they all are great and they're probably all smarter than I am. But they're all fantastic. And like I said, it's just, I'm lucky to get to work with them every day.
That's awesome. Sounds like you have built the dream team.
Trying to, and like I said, starting from zero, like I said, it's never hired anybody. And like I said, I had Laura and then obviously Lauren Amber were on the top of my list. I didn't know Yesenia, but she's been fantastic. I'm just hoping the girls down in Pontotoc don't give me a hard time for stealing her away. A couple of them were like, I'm mad at you for taking her. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, but they're happy for her. She's doing great.
Tell them you're going to keep growing so they can just come on and follow us. Yeah. You know?
Well, I've already, that's all right. There's a couple other people in Pontotoc that I've been like, hey, like, I got an office for you if you want to come up here. But they're like, no, they'd kill us if you try to take us away from here. But
like,
no,
oh, you're still in the family. Yeah. It's all right.
No, and everybody's been great. That's one thing, like I said, talking about kind of what we offer, like, we're a small bank. I mean, we probably have less than 100 employees bank wide, but everybody's been super welcoming to me. And like, I mean, I've probably called and asked the same question multiple times. I mean, because really, I'm trying to do all these loans and accounts and not have any idea what I'm doing. Everybody's really coming together to help me a lot, which has been very much appreciated.
I love that. So I want to go back to something you said a little bit ago. You spend a lot of times, and it's not just in banking, it's really pretty much in business.
Yeah.
You spend almost, if not more, time with the people you work with as you do with the family at home.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for that work-life balance? Because you've got just as much going on at home as you do at work, because you've got littles.
Yeah, no, I do.
So what do you do as a business person, as a person in leadership?
Yeah.
Let's say you were going to give advice to our listeners, somebody who's really doing the same thing and is just basically like killing it.
Yeah.
But how do you keep your balance?
Yeah. I'll say that's something, it's a work in progress for me. I've always struggled to kind of turn it off. Like I said, banking, obviously 8 to 5. I had a customer drive by the other day and he said, I thought bankers were like 9 to 3. What are you doing there? I said, these days it's more like 7 to 6 than nine to three, which I knew that going in, it was going to be a little bit of a learning curve and pretty busy the first few months. But it's a learning progress. Like I said, the guys I worked with prior, I always told them I struggle with turning it off. If a customer calls me after five, emails me after five, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to take that call just because it's just how I'm wired. If I can get something taken care of right then and there, I'm going to. But like you said, I got 2 under 3 at home. So when I turn off the banker, I got to turn on dad. But I guess biggest advice is just kind of learn to kind of have that balance. Because one thing, if you're always going, like I said, you'll burn out quick, especially with what we do. I mean, it's everybody, banking is, you got your holidays off, you got your weekends off, you got your, it's a nice job. It's not obviously manual labor or anything like that, but it's mentally, it's a lot more taxing than probably what I think people realize. Dealing with, because pretty much you're a problem solver all day. It's like, hey, I need this. How can you fix it? And sometimes that's easier than others. Sometimes it's not. For whatever reason, but just being able to turn it off. I mean, like I said, I got a wife and 2 kids at home, and they need me to be dad, and they don't need me to be market president. They need me to be dad when I get home. So just being able to, and I struggle with it, and I need to be a lot, now that I have so much more responsibility than I've had in the past, even more so, I need to be able to turn it off. So I've been trying to get better about kind of just when you leave it. If you gotta take a couple calls, maybe if you have time. But most of my guys understand. They call me at 6, 7. Hey, I'm putting my kids down, or hey, like, can't answer the phone right now. Can I call you first thing in the morning? And most people are pretty understanding. There's not much that's getting done past 4 o'clock typically on any given day, just because banks are working shutting it down. Everybody's shutting it down typically after 4. But like I said, those days do happen. And right now, it's one of those times where got a lot going on and just trying to turn it off. Whenever I leave, just leave it. Nothing's getting done till the next morning. But it's a work in progress for sure. Absolutely. That's one thing I've always struggled with.
Respecting your own boundaries.
Yeah. it's tough. I mean, it's because sometimes it's like they'll call you. It's a quick question. It's like, I could just answer this real quick. And it's one less thing I got to do tomorrow. But
never a quick question, though.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So,
yeah.
One last question we always ask every person on the podcast, and you've been with us as a chamber family member for a while. Mm-hmm. What is something that you have seen that you would say this has been of value? Being a part of the chamber and just what have you gleaned from that? Even if it's not professionally, if it's personally, is there something in particular that you see as a standout?
Yeah, you're talking about what the chamber provides for me personally? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll say, I'm going to say the community of it, how everybody is able to pitch in and help each other for whatever reason. I know Chantel's been great. You've been great. Debbie King, who I've known for forever, has been fantastic. Anytime I've had, hey, do you know this person? 9 times out of 10, Debbie says yes, and Debbie is more than happy to introduce me or help me out, answer a question about that person, especially as I try to grow. But yeah, just the community. I mean, even if I'm not asking for referrals or don't need something, I could walk in here and, I mean, I pretty much know everybody. The ribbon cutting, obviously everybody's been fantastic. I mean, I've sent several customers to you guys and you guys they've had great things to say about you guys. So I just, the community atmosphere may be a better term to use. Like I said, the South End Chamber is great. I mean, I was telling Debbie the other day, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, to a point where my name's on the line anytime I refer somebody, and your name's the most important thing to you, but I have no reservations on sending anybody to the South End Chamber because I know they're going to be taken care of, whether it's you, Debbie, Chantel, or anybody that's affiliated. They've done great. You guys have done great. And like I said, obviously, selfishly, anytime I've asked for any kind of help on meeting somebody or kind of getting an introduction, Debbie's been great on getting that and helping me out with that.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. And I do appreciate you saying that because no matter how big we grow, we want to be family. We want to treat you like family. We want to know about your kids. We want to know about what's going on. Yep. And we want to be more than just the referrals. We want to do that well too, right? But more than the referrals.
And that's exactly what I want to build as well. I don't want to just be your bank, come and drop your extra deposit. Like when you're going to come in, that's why I tell everybody one thing we offer, like, you come in the first time, you're going to tell us your name, we're going to say hey to you. Second time you come in, we're going to say, hey, good to see you. Call you. We're going to call you by name, ask you about your kids. Like I said, it's banking. Like I said, I said this at the grand opening. All banks have products. Like all banks have different kind of products, advantages, disadvantages. The relationship side, that's the important piece. If you know who you're banking with and trust who you're banking with, that's the most important thing. And to be able to call somebody, hey, what do you think about this? The relationship piece, it carries so much more weight than, oh, how much interest are you paying? Or, hey, you have this product, you don't have this product. Most of the time, there's a way to figure something out. And people are a lot more open to doing that whenever they trust you. And like I said, whatever that means, whether it's taking their call or calling them by name or asking about their kids or whatever that may be, people appreciate kind of investing into the relationship piece.
Absolutely. One of our taglines at the Chamber is that relationships create commerce.
Yep.
And those relationships are what set you apart from every other business.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a story and your story resonates with another and then another.
Right.
And that is how you build your community, how you build your business.
Yep.
And I love that. I want to thank you so much for joining us, telling us a little bit about your background. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to hit you up for some more football stuff. We'll have to get into that. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we get to sit down with business leaders and learn about how they're doing business better and how you can improve what you do day to day. If you haven't done so yet, please hit that subscribe button down below so you don't miss a single moment of these great interviews. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community, and this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.